to one more time. We're up to Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Chavav Pasik Chof. The Halavim Pasik Chof Perek Chof Vav 26 Chof 20. The Halavim. Yesterday we concluded this. We concluded yesterday discussing the 24 posts where the Levim stood guard. They stood guard exactly in 24 locations. We learned yesterday the 24, how these 24, the leaders, the people in charge of these 24 posts. We learned we mentioned 28 names. There were four leaders. This is the handout from yesterday, and then underneath them there were 24 people, and they were divided the different sections of the Temple Mount, the Har Bayis, and the Azara, and different chambers. We discussed all of this yesterday. Now we're going further. We're now going to mention other roles which the Levim, other took, where they served, other functions of the Levim. We're going to give some of their names. So here we have in Pasuk Chaf HaLevim, with regard to the Levim, this was not the only thing that they did. It's not only this parak, so this also has to be taken in context of the previous parak. They were singers, they were musicians. We learned about they were administrators, but besides what we learned in the previous parakim, they had other roles. And here we go. The Halavim, with regard to the Levim, we have a person whose name was Achiyah. Now we have no idea who this person is. At least at face value, Achiyah is not. This name is not mentioned in the previous parakim when we list all the different names and leaders. He's a new man, a new Levi. His name was Zachariah. He was Al Otzros Beis HaElokim. He was in charge of the treasure houses of the Beis HaMikdash, Ula Otzros HaKadoshim, and the treasure houses of the Kadoshim, of the holy things. Now, what is the difference between these two terms? So, seemingly, Beis HaElokim refers to money, gold, silver, copper, various. He was in charge of the finances of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Otzros HaKadoshim seemingly would refer to, he was in charge of the animals that were set aside for the various korbanos. If you look in Pasuk Chaf in the Mitzudos, the Halavim, the Gam Zos, Bekudas Halavim. Now, I want to warn you that for the remainder of this parak and the next parak, the psukim are very complex. It's very hard to translate the psukim. There seem to be a lot of extra words, and the Farshim don't always provide a full explanation of how to translate. We have to pad the words with a lot of meaning. And here as well, you see just an example, Alevim, Rotzulaymar. The Mitzudos is apologizing for the pasuk. You have to add a lot of words. This means to say, the Gamzos. This also was Pekudas HaLevim, was an appointment, a job of the Levim. We have here this person whose name was Achiyah. He was in charge of the base HaElokim, HaGonus, Latikon HaBayis, all of the different materials that were put aside for the benefit, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kadoshim, Sheloikhin, Bohem, Korbanos, HaTzibor. There was another chamber, another division in the Beis HaMikdash where they had money set aside to purchase Korbanos. Yes.
Didn't the Beis HaMikdash also own real estate?
They did.
Well,
the real estate was really given to the Kohanim. The real estate was, people made donations, were private donations, people were makdish their ancestral land, and if they did not redeem it, by the time Yovel came, it went as a cherem to the Kohanim. So, I don't know if the Beis HaMikdash actually owned the land, because the land that was donated was at some point in time given away to Kohanim. So now, like the Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdol is the church.
Were they allowed to own land?
Yes. They were given anyone, that's what we, anyone, no, that was Sheva Levi. They were not part of the original distribution of Eretz Yisrael. So they did not, there was no actual chelik of land, a chunk of land.
Did somebody give them a gift of land?
Yes, but if someone gave them the gift of land, then when it came Yovel, it went back to the original owner, went back to the one who gave the gift. The only way a Levi could get land was if he was part of the mission that was on duty when Yovel arrived. When Yovel arrived, the mishmer that was on duty would receive all the land that was not redeemed by the original owner. It went to cherem la kohanim. Cherem means a gift, hegdish, a gift.
Could they pierce that on to their children?
Yes, they could. Yes, they could. So Levim kohanim did own pieces of land throughout Eretz Yisrael, but it was not the property of the Beis HaMikdash. So it appears like we are accustomed to this system. You know, we learned a little world history. The church was the biggest landowner in the world. The church was a great business, a booming business. So, and the church owned an enormous amount of real estate. That's not so. By the Beis HaMikdash, I don't think we find such a thing like that at all. The Beis HaMikdash did not own any real estate, just the Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis, we go see today, it's not a big piece of land. It's, relatively speaking, a very small piece of land compared to the standards in society today. And land that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash was converted to cash, or at Kim Yovel was given away as a gift to the Kohanim. So there was no ownership for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now there's a very important, there's a very interesting idea here in this pasuk. Let me just see any Rashi. Look at Rashi, pasuk Chaf. Halavim Achia Achia al Itros. Who Hoya Mamuna? This person whose name was Achia was in charge al Moos on the money. Shen Niknim Bahem Karbanos LeBeis Olakim Kegoyin Karbon Kadashim. He was in charge of all the money that was used to purchase the Karbanos for the Tamidim and the Musafim. Now there is a medrash, I think it's a medrash HaGadol, if I'm not mistaken. I saw this in the Ishei HaTanach, and the reason why I looked there was because first I saw in the article refers to Rav David Cohen here from the Flapush in his Sefer Oihel David. I think he has 7 volumes. In the second volume, he quotes the Rambam in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam talks about the various personalities in Tanakh who transmitted the Torah. And he mentions Achia HaShiloni. Achia HaShiloni was a Navi. He in fact was a Navi that predicted that the Malchus, he took the Simlu Chadash, he took the garment and he ripped it. He was the one that predicted that the Malchus of Klai Yisrael would be broken, Rechavam would divide the Malchus, would take away from Rechavam the Malchus, and it will be divided into 2 Shvatim against the 10 Shvatim, the Aseres HaShvatim, with the Yerub ben Nevat serving as a Melech for the Malchus of Yisrael. He, according to the Medrash, Achia HaShiloni lived a very, very long time. He lived a supernatural life. He was alive at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was also at the time of Rechavam, time of Shlomo HaMelech's son, which means he had to be probably about 500 years old, at least, maybe even more. 500, that's what it says in the Medrash. He was one of the 7 people. The Medrash mentions there were 7 people that spanned the entire history of the world. Adam lived until a certain time, and then someone saw Adam. I don't remember all the names. One of the people in the chain of people who lived abnormally long and spanned history from beginning to end is Achia HaShiloni. He was a Navi. He was a very great person. There's a lot in Sefer Shmuel about him. And according to what it says in the Rambam, Rambam is really quoting a Medrash HaGadol, that Achia was a Levi. Now, it's hard to find a source for this, because nowhere in Sefer Shmuel does it say anywhere that Achia, tell us about his Yichus. For all we know, he was a Kohen. For all we know, he was a Yisrael. Where do we find that Achia HaShiloni was a Levi? Where does it say such a thing? So, it doesn't. It's nothing. Oh, exactly. So this, Rav David Cohen, brilliant idea. Rav David Cohen says that perhaps the Achia that's mentioned here in this pasuk is Achia HaShiloni, and this would then serve as the source that of the Rambam, which the Rambam really, Rambam doesn't quote the Medrash, but it's also found in the Medrash, and this Medrash you can see, I'm going to tell you to the exact address of this Medrash I saw in the Ishei HaTanach, is that Achia was a Levi. Where do you find that in Tanakh? He was a Levi. Okay, so you don't necessarily need a Makar. There are many things that we do not have a source. Tradition. We have a tradition, it's a legacy, the name of Avraham Avinu's mother. Right? What was Avraham Avinu's mother? I forgot her name already. We discussed it. What? No, it was something with the tough. Whatever it is. So we have the name, so it doesn't say this anywhere. There's no pasuk. It's tradition. We have a legacy that this is what it is. So you could say the same thing, that Achia was a Levi. We know this from a Mesorah. However, Rav Dovid Cohen says, who says here we have with Achia? It can very well be this was Achia HaShiloni, and the Pasuk begins by telling us that he was one of the Levim who served in these other functions. So that's a very interesting idea to take out of this parak. What? No, there's no one that says this. He's unique chiddush that Achia. Perhaps the Achia mentioned here is Achia HaShiloni.
That's a fairly obscure medrash.
Yeah. But the Rambam in the introduction, to Mishneh Torah mentions that Achia HaShiloni was a Levi.
Maybe from the fact that he was from Shiloh.
Hashiloni nan mukhach. Why Shiloh Levim? Shiloh was the place of was the Mishkan. Mishkan Shiloh. I don't know. Okay, but it's not mukhach. It's a very novel idea. The Halavim Achia. He was in charge of two things. Al Oitzroi space Olukim. Number two, Li Oitzroi Sakadoshim, in charge of the treasure houses of the holy things, the money that was used set aside to buy the animals. Now let's go to Pasuk Chava. Pasuk Chava is a very hard Pasuk. The word Ladon is repeated three times. Okay, so it's not clear why is the Pasuk written in this obscure way. Bnei Ladon, the children of Ladon, Bnei HaGershuni, who are from Shevet, the descendants of Gershon, which seemingly means to tell us that there were many Ladons. And in fact, a couple of parakim ago, we were going back and we mentioned some of the Yichus of the Levim, we did mention the Ladon. Is that the same Ladon over here? Maybe yes, maybe not. It could be here in this Pasuk, we're mentioning multiple Ladons. It was a very popular name, and throughout the generations, people kept on calling their children by the name Ladon. But Bnei Ladon, Bnei HaGershoni, from the family of the Gershon, Le Ladon, you're talking about Bin Laden, Chasashav, Liladon, with regard to Ladon, Rosh Ha'avos, he produced heads of families. This person, Ladon, was a very distinguished person who had very good children. His children were the leaders of families. Liladon, with regard to Ladon, HaGershuni, from the Shevet of Gershon, the first and his oldest son was Yichieli. That was his Bechor, his oldest son. Now, again, I don't know how to translate this pasuk. There, basically, it says here Ladon three times. It says Gershuni twice. And it says that with regard to Ladon, there are the Rashi Avos. Either it's a style of writing, or it refers to different Ladons. They're not the same Ladons. We have Bnei Ladon. It was a Ladon, the Zayda, the great-great-great-grandfather, going all the way back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Bnei HaGershuni, a son, a grandson of Gershon. Who is Gershon? Gershon was Moshe Rabbeinu's son. Moshe was a Levi. Right? Moshe really became a Kohen, but Moshe's children were all Levim, and he had two sons, Elazar and Gershon. Gershon was one of his sons, and he obviously had a grandson or a son or a descendant called Ladon. And with regard to this Ladon, from regard to this family, he produced Roshei Ha'avos. Now you can learn Liladon referring to a great-great-grandson. It could be here that the next Ladon mentioned in the Pasuk refers to one of his descendants who was also called by the name of Ladon, HaGershon. He was still part of that chain from Gershon, not from the other branches of the Levi family. His name was Yichieli. Okay, fine, let's go further. Now we come to his children. Bnei Yichieli, who were his children? We have Zesam, the Yoel Ochiv. Two brothers, Zesam and Yoel's brother. The problem is, in the previous parakim, we learned that Yoel was a son of Zesam. So there's a contradiction in the beginning of, in the middle somewhere, a couple of parakim ago. So was he a brother? Was he a son? It's not what
the uncle was the same name.
The uncle could be, so you have to reconcile these differences. That's all part of the difficulty of the Rehyam, and there appears to be a lot of contradictions in the names. change of spelling, change different way of referencing a person. Sometimes we call them brothers, sometimes we call them a son. Okay, so I don't know, I don't have answers. But we have here Bnei Yechieli, who was a son. Here it says he had two sons, Zeisam, and he had a brother, Yoel Achiv, and Yoel, his brother. So you want to tell me that you're suggesting that Yoel Achiv is going back on Yechieli. Yechieli had a brother whose name was Yoel, possibly. Okay, fine, I don't know, either one way or the other. They were in charge of Otsro Space Hashem. Now notice the language.
Change.
Here it's a different chamber. There was the Otsrois Beis HaElokim, there was the Otsros HaKodoshim, and now we are introduced to a third role, a third function, the Beis Hashem. What the significance is, I do not know. It's been lost from us. Yes.
Why do you want to say it's a third function? Maybe it's the same thing as Beis HaElokim.
We already had someone in charge of the Beis HaElokim. We have Achia.
Must have been either Merari or.
Well, it's right, correct, from the other branches of the family of Sheva Levi. But why was there a need for three different administrators? Obviously, they served different functions, there were different roles, different aspects of finance that were needed to be taken care of by different leaders. Here, it's called the Beis Hashem. Before, it was called the Beis Elokim. Different roles. Okay, let's go now. Let me just see the Mitzvot in Pasuk Chaf Beis Bnei Yechieli. Pasuk Chaf Aleph first. Pasuk Chaf Bnei HaGershuni Bnei Gershon, from the descendants of Gershon, who was the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Leladon Rashi Avos Koimer. This means to say, Hine Ladon Notal Gidula Harbe. This person Ladon, who was a descendant of Gershon, took for himself much greatness, meaning that he was zocher to raise very great descendants who would have very significant roles in being administrators in the Beis Hamikdash. Ladon, with regard to Ladon, hayu roshei avos. There were many heads of families, the Mispar Hamaruba, in great number, Mikulon, from all of them, Leladon, from all of them, period. I guess Mikulon, period. Now, Leladon, with regard, now, not, one more time, we're reviewing this idea. With regard to Ladon, Nolad Yechiel, the first of his children was Yechiel, Shehayasar, the Gadol, he was a prince and a great man. Ubanov Hayu Mamunim, and his children were Mamunim, were pointed al Oitzres on the treasure houses, Kimash Amar B'Mikra Shalach, like it says in the next pasuk. Okay, Bnei Yechieli, with regard to Yechieli, who were his two sons, he had Zeisam, Rotz Lemar, Hema Vei, Vegam Zeisam, the children of Yechieli, we don't know who they are, there are more names here that are not listed, but exist, that's how the Mitzudas learns. Vegam, also Zeisam, V'Yoyel Ochiv, Bnei Ladon Hayu, they were descendants of Ladon. Al Oitzra Space Hashem, they were in charge of the treasure houses. The Haim, what is that? Klei Zahav V'Chesef Shebe Beis Hashem. Okay,
what is this? Uses Beis Hashem.
Well, he's quoting the pasuk. The pasuk says Beis Hashem. He's just repeating the pasuk. In the previous pasuk, in pasuk, with regard to Achia, he's in charge of Oitro Space to Elokim.
He says they were clay zohav kesef.
So what's the Oitro Space Elokim?
Before Beis Elokim,
I don't know what they are. They're different. Obviously, they're different. There's something called Beis Elokim, and there's something called the Beis Hashem.
What was the
I don't know. We don't know. The Mitzudas there says Hagonuz leTikun Habayis, things that were put aside for the Tikun, for the upkeep,
the
main keep of the Bayis. So that's not the gold and the silver and the other things. I don't know the difference. It was a different role. We don't need to know more than that. It was just a different function. There was a place called the Beis Elokim. There was a function called the Otsros Beis Elokim. There was a role, a function called the Otsros HaKodoshim. And now we have a third position called being in charge of the Otsros Beis Hashem. Let's go to Pasuk. Let's see the Rashi. The Rashi says Pasuk Chafal Bnei Ladon LeLadon HaGershuni Hayerosh Avos. They were heads of families. Yechiel HuLadon HaOmer LeEl. So I'm not exactly sure what Rashi means to say by this, But Rashi seems that Yechiel is the same as Ladan. Yechiel is another name for Ladan that's mentioned before, back a couple of parakim when we also went through the Yichus of the Levim. I'm not sure what that means. Pasuk Abeis, the Yoel Achiv, Achiv Shel Yechiel. So Yoel, so according to the Mefarosh, when it says that Yoel is the brother, he learns very clearly that he's not the brother of Zesam, he's the brother of Yechieli. Achiv Shel Yechiel, Kidachsiv Lamala, Yechiel v'Zesam v'Yoel, there were three children. There was Yechiel, Zesam, Achiv Shel Yechiel, the brother, B'nei Yechieli, Zesam v'Yoel Achiv. Achiv Shel Yechiel, Kidachsiv Lamala, Yechiel, Zesam, V'yoyel. So, I guess the word achiv, b'nei yichiel, zesam v'yoyel achiv.
Why do you need achiv? B'nei yichiel.
No, so that's what the mitzudas told us, that b'nei yichiel, you put a comma. The children of yichiel, they had roles, they had a function, period. Now, besides the b'nei yichiel, there was also a person called zesam, and there was a person called yoel. According to the Mitzudos, it appears, and according to the Rashi, it appears that both Zesam and Yoel were brothers to Yechieli. Yechieli had two brothers, a brother called Zesam and a brother called Yoel. Now, it says Achiv.
Zesam and Yoel were the sons of Yechieli.
Because what do you do with the word Achiv? What then do you do with the word Achiv? A name? No one says that. We had before. That was according to the Mitzudos. Achiv was a name. Problem is, you have to reconcile this with another list of the Yichus, of the Levim. Chav Gimel Ches. B'nei Ladan Harosh Yichiel v'Zesam v'Yoel Shloisha. Ladan had three sons, Yichiel, Zesam, and Yoel. Now, you can't say that the children of Yichiel were Zesam and Yoel when the Pasuk clearly says that they were brothers. So therefore, that's what the Mitzudas explained to us, that after the word Yichieli, you have to put a comma, or put a period. Who served as Rosh Avos? The children of Yichieli, period. In addition to the children of Yechieli who served as Rosh Yavos, Zesam, the brother of Yechieli, and Yoel, another brother of Yechieli, also served as Rosh Yavos. Problem is, it says Achiv. Achiv is Beloshen Yochid, his brother. It should be Achim, brothers, Beloshen Rabin. So why does it say only with regard to Yoel, Achiv, his brother, does not say with regard to Zesam, that he's also his brother? So you have to answer, that's an expression, that's the way, a manner of writing. That was, this is the style of writing, that it's written B'loshen Yochid, even though we're referring back to both, or we're only specifically mentioning that Yoel is a brother, and it's self-understood that Zesam was also a brother. Okay, so this is how the Mitzudas and Rashi learn B'nei Yichieli, they were Rosh Yavos. Then we have Zesam and Yoel, they were brothers to Yichieli, they also were Rosh Yavos. Al Oitzroi Space Hashem. Let's look in the Mefarash. The Yoel Achiv, Achiv Shal Yichiel, Kidosiv Lamala, Yichiel, Zesam Yoel. Al Oitzroi Space Hashem, Oitzros Harbi Hoyu Bazara, Kol Oitzer, the Oitzer, Litikuno, each Oitzer served its purpose. The Al Kol Echon, Viechon, Hoya Mamun Echon, and each Oitzer there was one person that was assigned to care to administer to that specific Oitzer. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Now, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we're now going to discuss the children of the Levim, the four branches of the Levi family, Le'am Rami, Le'Yitzhari, Le'Chevroni, Le'Lo'ozi'eli. And these are four branches of Shevet Levi. Levi had four sons, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Notice here that the way they're spelled, the way they're referred to is a little bit different. We don't say Amram, we say Amrami. We don't say Yitzhar, Yitzhari, Chevroni, and right. So it's a four. So these are the four children. These are the four children of. We're now going after we've listed. After we've listed in the previous psukim, let's recap what we're doing here because it's a little complicated. We're in pasuk chaf, we're listing the main administrators. There's someone achia, he was an administrator, and then there were children, descendants of Gershon. Now Gershon is from the Amram branch of Levi. Levi had four sons: Amram, Yitzhar, Hebron, and Uziel. From the branch of Amram, there was a family. It was Gershon. There was Moshe. There was Gershon. And Gershon had Livni. So we learned a long time ago that Livni is the same as Ladon. Right? Livni, Gershon's son was Livni. We all know, it's familiar from Chumash, Livni. Some say Ladon is Livni. It's the same name. Somehow those two names are interchangeable. Some disagree. Ladon is not the son of Gershon. Ladon is a grandson or great-grandson or great-great-grandson. He is a descendant of Gershon. Now we're mentioning over here that among those descendants of Ladon, there were some very significant families, very significant leaders. Among them was Yichieli, and with Yichieli, his sons assisted, together with his brothers, Zesam and Yoel. Okay, so you basically have how many names listed? One, two, three. Four names that are very clearly mentioned: Achia, Yichieli, Zesam, Yoel. Fine, those are the four names. They served major roles with their assistants. Who was Achia? We have no idea. Achia was a Levi. From which family was Achia from? We don't know. Which family was the other three? Yichieli, Zesam, Yoel. That we know for sure, they come from Gershon. Now, after we've gone through the major administrators, let's discuss now other minor administrators, minor relative to the major. Who are they? Well, let's first go back to the beginning of their yichus. Let's start all over. Levi. Levi has four sons: Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. We're going to now go through them one at a time. Now, let me give you some advance warning. We're not going to make any mention of Uzieli. Uziel, he's going to disappear. His descendants, we're mentioning him here, and then we're mentioning descendants. And why do you even bother mentioning him if you're not going to go and mention his descendants? So that's what the Mefarish and the Metudis tells us, that we have to assume, since here in Pasuk of Gimel we do mention that there was a child called Uziel, and we mentioned a whole bunch of names at the end. Some of those names mentioned later on at the end of this parak are really descendants of Uziel. But being that they were few, and they were cousins to Chevron, they're going to be included in the category of the child Chevron. Okay, that's some basic background. Here we go. Now we put Pasuk Chav Dalet. So now we're going to start with Amram. Amram was the first son of Levi. Amram had two sons, had three children. Miriam, and he had Moshe of Yaron. Who was the oldest? I think it says Aaron.
Miriam
was the oldest. And then came Aaron, and then came Moshe, who was certainly the youngest. So we have here, and now who did Moshe have? Moshe had Gershon and Elazar. So here we have this person. His name is Ushavuel, who his ben
Eliezer.
Eliezer. We have here this person. His name was Ushavuel, who is ben Gershon, ben Moshe. Nogid, he was a prince al Ha'otzaros. Now, what does that mean? How does that relate to the difference of the Otzros space Hashem, the Otzros space Elokim, the Otzros HaKodoshim? What do these things mean? We do not know. Okay, whatever it is, he was called, he had a title. We don't exactly know the exact role. We don't exactly know how it was broken down in different ministers, but he was called the Nogid. The Nogid, that was his title. Nogid al Ha'otzaros, over the treasure houses.
He was the top treasurer, the others were sub.
Well, was he under Achia, or was he on top of Achia? Was he under Yichieli? We don't know exactly, no, yeah.
But there were different funds.
Yes.
Right. So we said that.
Obviously,
one of them was for korbanos, but obviously there was another fund for like
Berakabayis, and then there were discretionary funds. There was a budget for the CIA. And then there was the budget, they just had initially articles, there are secret budgets that they didn't even know about, money
so
that's invisible. Exactly.
For different funds.
Exactly. There were a lot of different funds, a lot of different functions, a lot of different bank accounts.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Shkata mentions various horns that
right. Different type of stakos, exactly. So there are a lot of different, functions. Now there are a lot, of stories. If you ever into the reading these Hasidish Maisel, these Hasidish stories, a lot of the Hasidish rabbis, they had a lot of pockets. They used to wear these vests. You have to read these Hasidish stories. They wear a lot of these vests. And when people come give them money, the whole part of their day, they're busy collecting and distributing money. Aniyim come, collectors come the whole day. I have this, sorry, that, sorry, I need this, this. And these Hasidish Rebbes would you know, a lot of money went through their hands. Millions of dollars would go through their hands. Where did they get the money from? Well, other people came and gave them money. And they used to take different money, they would put in different pockets. Different pockets. This money was given for this function. So when a collector came and he needed money, the Rebbe was very careful to give money that he came from a certain source, because not all money will, not every you need siyata d'shmaya. Just because you give someone money and you take money and you invest it, you use it for a function, you need siyata d'shmaya to be matzliach. And much of that siyata d'shmaya depends on where the money came from. If the money did not come from a good source, you're not going to have siyata d'shmaya no matter how much money you pay. If the money came from a holy source, even a few dollars can give a person siyata d'shmaya. So the Rebbes, the Hasidish Maisa, they knew how much kedusha the money had, and they put it in their pockets. And then you have all these stories where the money gets mixed up. Even recently, I heard with the Satmar Rav of Yoel, where he once had a lot of money, and he told the Gabbai to do something because the money got all mixed up. And he didn't remember where the money came from, and he felt that he couldn't distribute this money for what he wanted to because he was confused. Yeah.
According to what I heard, he kept the most meticulous set of books, his private and the kahila. This was told to
But it wasn't only that. It was
Reese's brother,
Five Reese,
Sefer Rebbe's accountant.
Yeah,
was a big Mizrahi person in New York. Rabbi Philip Reese's brother was Satmar Rebbe's accountant, and he kept the most meticulous set of books.
But it's more than just that. It's he knew where he knew where every dollar came from, and he earmarked that dollar for a very specific purpose. So it's the same exact thing over here. You have over here many different gizbarim. Each one was assigned to collect money from a specific task from certain people of certain types of collections, and it was used for different functions. Okay, let's go further. So now this person, Ushavuel, if you learned Sefer Shoftim, you're probably very familiar with, was a Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Yehoshua, I don't remember anymore. There was a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu whose name was Yehoinasan. And what was Yehoinasan? He was destitute. He was extremely poor. And because of his poverty, what did he do? For Parnassi, he'd do anything. He hired himself out as a shamus for Pesel Micha. He was a custodian in a church. Moshe Shoftim, end of Shoftim. He was a custodian, Moshe Rabbeinu's own grandson. Can you imagine? The Moshe Rabbeinu's own grandson had no Parnassa. He was destitute. And in his desperation, he was a custodian in a church. He would sweep the floor in front of the Avodah Zarah. He needed to make parnas. He had a family to feed. That's what he did. And he was involved in Pesel Micha. And his name was Yehoinasan, and he was the son of Gershon. Chazal, they look at this. How could this possibly be that the Einikol of Moshe Rabbeinu, who gave us the Torah, is now, there's no parnasa, and is working in a church to sweep the floors? It's a terrible tragedy. Here is the same person. His name over here is, that's him. That's Yehoinasan. This is the Ushavuel, is the Yehoinasan from Sefer Shoftim, who is the custodian for Pesel Micha. And what is he called here? He's called here Ushavuel. Why did his name suddenly change from Yehoinasan to Shavuel? Chazal Darshan, in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud, he did Shuvah. He returned with his entire heart to Kel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll let you read the Gemara. V'chi Shavuel Shemo, V'lo Yehoinasan Shemo, Amab Yechanan, Sheshav Lo Kel B'chol Libo, he did tshuva. Okay, so that's an amazing insight. What?
His sin was working in the church?
his sin was on his madrega, on his yichus. He should have had more faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and although he had no parnasa, he should have been oyved his sin and not hired himself out as a janitor in the church. Now it's easy for us to criticize him.
We were in this. I sympathize with him.
Exactly. Exactly. We sympathize with him.
He wasn't giving him any money.
Ozeri wasn't alive at this point in time. It was a difficult time, but it's unfortunately we see this. We see stories like this today also. You have Bnei, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren of Gedolei Hadar. They mamish don't. They can't make ends meet. And it's very, very sin. It's a very big nisayon. Okay, let's go for this. We have Yishuel ben Gershom ben Moshe Nogin Alehi. He was a Nogin Alehi Tzoros. Next, Pasuk Chof Hei. The Echov LeEliezer. Who was his brother? With regard to his brother LeEliezer, Moshe Rabbeinu had two children. Eliezer, as you mentioned with the Yud, not Elozer, Eliezer, and Gershom. So we already mentioned that from the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu, from Amram. Besides the Gershon family of Ladon, besides all of the Ladons, that branch of the family, we have also Shavuel. He was a Nagid al Ha'otzaros. In addition to Shavuel, we have Yechav Ve'echav Le'Eliezer, Rechav Yahu was the son of Eliezer, Vishayahu Vino. The great grandson was Yeshayahu. Not, of course, to be confused with Yeshaya of Sef Yeshaya, of course, not different Yeshaya. The Yoram Bino, the Zichri Bino, Ushilomis Bino. So these are all the Yichus, the Shalshelis HaYichus, the generations of Yichus coming down from Eliezer ben Moshe. Ben Amram, ben Levi. Look at the Yichus. Levi, Amram, Moshe, Eliezer. And now Rechavia, Yeshaya, Yoram, Zichri, and now we come to this person, a very famous person whose name was Shilomis. That would sound like a woman's name, right?
Yeah.
But it's not.
Woman.
What?
Entire is a woman. But the thing is, here's the Kriya Ksiv in this Pasuk, and then the next Pasuk it says Shilomis, and...
The names. Every time the name is mentioned, the name is always the spelling changes here and there. I don't know the answer. Okay, now who is this person? What do we know about this person, Shlomis? I'm assuming he's a man. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. What? Who? Yeah. Okay.
Who? Why would they name a woman?
Jesus,
in the Torah.
Why not?
In the Torah was a woman.
Kind of woman.
What you think?
What?
It's a woman here.
Well, obviously, because the word Shlomis, because today the word Shlomis is a woman's name. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, but I'm trying to say all the listings are Beno.
Right, and Hanami, exactly.
Beno had a function somewhere.
So why couldn't they give a woman a function? Srara, they don't give a woman srara, shulchanach, they don't give a woman a position of authority. Was that also true in ancient times? What about Devorah? Devorah had srara. What about Miriam? Different days, different times. So at that point in time, Esther. Esther?
But you don't see here any enumeration of females.
I don't know, not any. It's not Murch. There are times. There are. Okay, let's go further. Who is this person, Shlomis? What was his role? Who, Shlomis? He was Shlomis, the Echav, and his brethren. Al kol oitzros hakodoshim. What? Another? What kind of. We have more chambers? How many oitzros hakodoshim? There's a little secret here which sheds light on what's going on. Asher, the pasuk is a couple of words. Asher hikdish David HaMelech, which David was a very wealthy person. David, he went out to war and he conquered. There was a lot of spoils. And David gave all the spoils of war he donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Asher hikdish David HaMelech, the Rosh Shehovos, the heads of families. There were many distinguished leaders of the family who were very wealthy, and they gave large donations to the Beis HaMikdash. L'sorei ho'alafim, with regard to the sorei ho'alafim of the thousands, the hameos. Now notice, it does not mention the sorei hachamishim and the sorei ho'asaros. In the Torah, we know that there was sorei ho'alafim, the sorei meos, the sorei chamishim, and the sorei asaros. The sorei chamishim and the sorei asaros mysteriously are not mentioned here. They were not players, people who were very wealthy, that were able to give large scale donations to the Beis HaMikdash, so they're not mentioned. Misari Hatzva and the leaders of the army, the generals were very wealthy, it appears also. What did they give? What did their nations come from? Their private funds. And in addition, the pasuk says, "Umin hamulchamos," donations also came from wars, spoils of wars. Umin hamulchamos, umin hashalol, hikdishu, from the wars and from spoil, and the spoils of war, hikdishu, they sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash, lechazek, to strengthen lebeis Hashem. Let's go further. V'chol, and furthermore, what else was this person Shlomis and his brothers in charge of? V'chol ha-hikdish. Now there's two heis. Ha-hikdish. The Mitzudos tells us when you have such a word, the first heis serves in place of a word asher. V'chol asher hikdish. All that was donated, all that was sanctified, by whom? By Shmuel Horoeh. Okay, Shmuel HaNavi. Okay, a Navi is called the Ro'eh, a seer. V'Shaul ben Kish, the first Melech, that was anointed by Shmuel. V'Avner ben Ner, the general of Shaul, who then became the general of David in the beginning. V'Yoyav ben Tzruya, David's nephew. Tzruya was David's sister. Okay, women here are mentioned. Tzruya is David's sister, and this was David's nephew, who was David's general for the good part of David's Malchus. Yishai.
No, I'm saying Yoav.
So, who is his father? That's a good question. Well, who is his father? I don't know. It's discussed. I don't remember. We once discussed. I don't remember. Kol Hamakdish. All of the things that were donated, all of the things that were sanctified, donated to the Beis HaMikdash, al yad shloimis v'yachav, it was handled, it was supervised under the authority of Shlomis, who was a descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu through Eliezer, and v'yachav and his brethren. Now the Mefarshim explain that Shlomis, there were two different collections of money in the Beis HaMikdash. There was money, there was gold and silver that was collected before the time of David, and there was new funds that were donated after the time of David. Therefore, they the first one to explain that we learned before that there was Bnei Ladon, we have Ladon, and we have also Shavuel Ben Gershon Ben Moshe Nogit. He was a Nogit Alohit Soros. Those people were in charge of the old funds. Money that was put away from previous generations, from the time of Moshe until the time of David, during the 440 years from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the time of David. Obviously, a lot of money was collected. Money was put away. There was machzor shekel. There were donations. There was money put away. That money had to be managed, had to be invested, had to be taken care of. And that was done, seemingly, by the Nogid al Ha'otzaros, together with the descendants of Ladon and all the people that we mentioned before. Shlomis was hired to administer new funds. There were new funds that were established from donations that came in after the time of David. From David, Shaul, during that generation, from the time of David, a little bit before, from Shaul, and Avner, and Yoav, and the Sari Ho'alofim, the Sari Meos. So it's a new generation. Funds that were donated at this point in time in history were under the authority of Shlomis. So they're not stepping on each other's feet. They were administrators for the old money to manage the Swiss bank accounts, and the administrators to manage the American accounts. Yeah.
The Bnei Ladon, who were the Muna of Beis Hashem, were great grandchildren of Levi.
Correct.
Shlomis was also.
Yeah, they were seemingly at the same time. Yeah.
Was closest. He was one grandchild. He wasn't. He was maybe the oldest of the whole batch.
Who are we talking to?
Shmuel Ben Gershon Ben Moshe.
He was Yohaina's son, so he was a youngster. He was the oldest. Yeah,
right.
He was the oldest.
So
but seemingly he couldn't live. He couldn't have even lived during the time of David.
Now, could it be that he was like a CEO?
Well, first of all, it's not likely he was still alive at the time of David. If he was a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu,
right,
so how he couldn't be alive at the time of David HaMelech, 440 years. So what does it mean? So it means then his descendants took over his position. That's a general difficulty you have all along in the entire seven different Hayyamim. We have names. We don't even know. First of all, who says this Shavuel is really the? I told you that the Gemara says it was the grandson.
But he was an older person anyway, no matter which way you look.
Well, we don't know. Maybe when it says a Shavuel, we're dealing with someone who's a contemporary of the people mentioned later on. It refers to a great, 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 great grandson who was named after Shavuel. So, or Shavuel, they established a chair, like in a college. This professor occupies the chair of Shavuel. Who is Shavuel? They look at who is this person. Don't even know who he is. They got to go to the archives and dig up who this professor was.
Any other David, or he's the only David?
Everyone. This term, no. This is the only. Well, it's just a title.
It
what is,
also says Al Oitzeres. It doesn't say Al
Oitzeres. It doesn't say Beis Hashem. It doesn't say Oitzeres Hashem, Elokim. A new title. Nogid Al Hotzeros. Doesn't say Oitzeres, Be'Hashem, Oitzeres.
Enochanami.
We don't know. A lot of this is lost from us. There were different roles. There were titles, and there were different funds, there were different roles. Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's look at the mitzvah. Before we finish, let's look at the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs starting with Pasuk Chav Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Chav Gimel in the mitzvahs David La Amrami Ratzalayma V'chein Mibnei Amram. After we finish discussing the Ladan family, we're now going to start all over and figure out other people who had also roles. V'chein Mibnei Amram Hayu Memunim Bibes Hashem Kasher Yisko Lamata V'loy Zochem Mibnei Uziel. He right away tells us that we're not going to go mention from the fourth child of Levi Uziel. For some reason, his descendants are not mentioned. V'ulai. The Mitzvah says, perhaps, I don't know for sure, but maybe the reason why when the other names mentioned at the end of the parak, they're really part of the Uziel family. V'ulai kololim, they are included in Bibnei Chevron, in the third child, Chevron. Now, this person, Shavuel, who was seemingly the grandson of Moshe, was the Nagid Al Ha'otzaros. Hayu Mamuna Al Ha'otzaros. V'shor Hamunim Hayu Tachas Yado. He was the chief, the CEO. He was the top. The Echav Shel Shavuel, the brothers of Shavuel, Mizera Shel Eliezer, the brothers of Shavuel. That's Pasuk Chaf Hey. The Echav, now Pasuk Chaf Hey, is telling us about the other brother, his cousins. The cousins referring to, because Shavuel was from Gershon, right? He was Gershon. Gershon's brother was Eliezer. Eliezer had a whole number of children: Rechav Amino, Yishai Beno, and so on and so forth. Rechav Yehuya ben Eliezer, v'chin kulam hayu echad ben echad. Each one was a son of another son. Al kol ratzam kol hamakdish davar gadol hayu moisro liyado. Shlomis was in charge. Anyone that made a donation, you got your receipt. The receipt was signed by the chief financial officer. I remember the chief financial officer of the National Council of Young Israel. They signed the receipt, and it was signed by Shavuel, otherwise known as Rabbi Michal Miller. Hayah Maestro Liyadav who hevi al Beis Oitz, and he brought the Beis Oitz. Kamash Amar b'Mikro Shalach. It says in the future Pesukim. Rasha Avos l'Sarik. And that in the Rasha Avos Asher Hamidu Liyot Sari Halof and VeHameos. Okay, Min Hamuchamos Asher Hegdishu Mimash Lachu B'Muchamos Mimash Shalu Min Hamukamos Asher Kavshu L'Chazek Liyos Gunas B'Tzay Oitz. I think Rabbis. All this money came from donations from war and from the Sari Halof and the Sari Meos. Now I saw one. We mentioned this a couple of days ago in our shir on birthdays, the Sorei HaChamishim. So I told you a vart that Sorei HaChamishim refers not to a person in charge of 50 people, but refers to someone who is 50 years old and is a Talmud Chacham and gives Eitzah, gives advice. Once a person becomes 50 years old, he's now a candidate to be elected as a Rosh Yeshiva. What?
A Yoetz.
So that fits very nicely here in line with this pasuk, because this pasuk, the Sorei Halofim and the Sorei Meos, and all of a sudden, when it comes to the Sorei HaChamishim, it disappears, it stops. What happened? Herod says because the Sorei HaChamishim was not the same as the Sorei Meos. Sorei Meos means you were an officer in the army, so, and that means you had a very high paying salary. And you had a high-paying salary, you were able to give large donations. But the Sorei HaChamishim were not officers in the army. The Sorei HaChamishim were professors, We're Talmidei they Chachamim, advisors. They didn't make a good living. Therefore, they didn't have big money to donate, to give donations to the Beis HaMikdash. And the same was true for the Sari. What is then the Sari HaSaros of the tens? I don't know what that means, because that's also left out. I don't think any of the Mepharshim say that refers to don't say that it refers to Talmidei Chachamim. Maybe it does. All right, let's leave that out. Ha-Hikdish. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to Pasik Chavtes. Okay, Pasik Chavtes. Now we go to the next branch of the family. The next branch is Yitzri, the second child of Levi. Li Yitzhari. We have a person. His name was Kinan Yohu Uvanov. That was his name and his children. Limulacha Hachitzona Al Yisro. Now, what does that mean? External work. Limulacha Hachitzona. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash sent out people to China. Cheap labor. Not everything that was done in the base, and that's what they needed. There were things that were contracted in faraway lands because they did not have the skills or the resources to do the commission, this work to be done in house. Not everything was done in house. They needed some programmers. The programmers, they had to go to other countries. So this was the person assigned for international relations or finances, outsourcing. He was in charge of outsourcing. Li Yitzhari. We have Kenan Yuvanev Lamalacha Hachitzona. He was in charge of outsourcing. That's what it says. The Malacha that was done Hachitzona outside the country, Al Yisrael. And furthermore, Lishaytim Ulishaytim. Another thing that he did, the Yitzhar also, they provided the police force. The police force and the judge, civil courts. They were in charge of police department and the judges. That's also what Yitzhar was in charge of. Three roles: outsourcing, police department, and courts. Lamet. Now let's first see the Mitzvah Pasuk Chavtes. Very interesting. Chavtes Lamlocha Chitzayna Al Hamlocha Hanase Chutzo Liir Litzarech Abayis Lahachin Eitzim to repair wood Vavonim and stone Chodema Hamuta Al Yisrael Hayuhema Hayuhema. Furthermore, they were also, another thing that was upon them was also to be police, a shaiter, and a judges for Klal Yisrael. That's what they served. That was their role. Next, Pasik Lamed. Now we come L'chevroini, with regard to the third child of Levi, and we have to remember now that we're going to include him within Chevron, Uziel, because we're not going to give Uziel any special mention. La Chevroni, we have this person, his name was Chashavyahu, Ve'echov, B'nei Chayil. Now it tells us their number. It did not tell us the number when it came to the other members. Here, for some reason, by the third child, we have their number, B'nei Chayil. They were 1,700 strong. Elef, 1,000 Shvameos. What did they do? Al Pekudas Yisrael, they were in charge. They were the authority over the entire Klal Yisrael. Now this is a very unusual expression. Me'ever LaYarden Ma'arava. Normally, whenever you have the term Ever HaYarden, which side of the Yarden are we referring to? The east. Here it makes the east side. Whenever you say Ever HaYarden in Tanakh, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about Ever HaYarden. The east of the Jordan. Here, it's using the word Ever HaYarden, but makes it very clear that we're referring to the main body, the mainland, not the part of Reuven and God, and Chatzis Shevet Menashe. We're referring to, they were in charge of anything that happened, all activities of the Ever LaYarden Ma'arava, the west, which means the main part of Eretz Yisrael, l'chol meleches Hashem, anything that was done for the service of Hashem, the la'avodas hamelech, anything that was done for the king, anything the king needed, they were the military. I guess they were the FBI and all the various. No, that's something that's a different role. It's not clear what their role was.
She says Shoytrin. They use the thing Pekudas Yisrael.
Pekudas Yisrael, look, the Shoytrin and Shoytrin was a term that was used with regard to Yitzhari. Now we're dealing with a different brother. We're up to the third brother, Chevron. Chevron had his sons, and they were in charge of the Pekudas Yisrael, Me'evel Yadim Adov, L'chom Meleches, Hashem, L'avoidas HaMelech. Let's see what it says in the Pasuk Lamed in the Mitzudas David. Al Pekudas. Hey Mohoyu al Hagiz Boros, okay, they were in charge of finances. Shel Yisrael, Hayoshim be'ever Hayadin Bechilik Hamaravi Mimenu Apoina Mul Eretz Yisrael, the main body, the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, Ulchol Mulachas Hashem, Al Kol Hamulach Hamut Aleim Lebeis Hashem Lebeis Hamelach. Doesn't say here Shaiter. The Shaiter was, that was the previous, that was the Yitzhar. Okay, let's go further.
I think you're learning it wrong.
Yeah.
It means like this: Ayeshem Beivra Yarden Bechele Kamaravi. Beivra Yarden is anything to the east of Israel,
east of the Jordan.
But he's saying they're on that whole section, it's on the other side of the Yarden. They're on the Meirav side, which is facing Eretz Israel,
which is the west bank,
which is the west bank, which is today. The right.
Yeah,
it's not the west.
But the problem is
east bank.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but the problem then is because the next pasuk makes it very clear that the next brothers were in charge of the east bank, Reuven, Gad, and Chatshev and Menashe. So it seems that we're dividing
But they weren't the full east bank; they were more either north. Right.
We'll come back to what you said. Let's read the next psuk, and then we'll come back and discuss it. Now we come to pasuk lamed aleph lachevroini. Now he goes further. Now he repeats chevron. We first the pasuk lamed we mentioned it was chevroni. Now we're again chevroni. We're not finished with you chevroni. We have more of your descendants had roles. Lachevroni. There was Yiriyah Harosh. His oldest son was Yiriyah. Then they repeat, and for some reason he keeps repeating the name a couple of times. Lachevroni, with regard to Chevroni, Lisolidosov, with regard to his descendants, Leavos, they were families. They were divided into major families. Period. That's what Leharosh. But then all of this took place. Bishnas Ho'arboim, everything that this is a general pasuk which goes back on everything that we've learned above. All of these divisions that were made, all of these appointments were all done at in the 40th year of David's Malchus, right before he died. Right before Shlomo HaMelech took over, Bishnas Ho'arboim L'Malchus David Nidrashu. These people were. I'm sorry. This going back on the Lechevroni. L'Soldosov L'Avos. Bishnasar Aboyim L'Malchus David Nidrashu. David investigated to see what's the nature of this family. Vayimotzei Vohem, he found among them, among the Chevroni family, Giborei Chayil, and they were living B'Yazer Gilot, in the place called Yazer, which is in the region of Gilot. The Echov B'nei Chayil and his brothers, the brothers of Chevroni, among his cousins, Alpai were numbered 2,000 Shvameos, Roshe Avos, Vayafkidem David HaMelech, Al, he took from these families to appoint them in charge of everyone living on the east bank of the Yarden. Al Ha Ruveni, Vehagodi, Vachatzi Shevet HaMenashi, Luchol Dvar, Huelukim Udvar HaMelech. Now, since here it makes it very clear, that's why I assume that in the previous pasuk, the Eve HaYarden HaMaravi means they were in charge of the activities that took place on the west side of the island, because here it's clear as day that these people, these are much larger number of people. 2,700. The first group was 1,700. 1,700 was able to manage 9.5 shvatim. But when it came to 2.5 shvatim, you needed 2,700. Why? So what's the answer? The answer, unfortunately, explains because they were more dispersed. In the area of the main part of the 10 shvatim, they were concentrated. They lived in concentrated areas, so it was much easier to manage. You needed to have less post office, or less stations, because everyone comes together to one location. But when everyone is all dispersed, you have to have a post office every couple of blocks. So you needed to have 2,700.
Had the Ari Mikla.
Yeah.
Three Ari Mikla.
Yeah.
The Golan, you have three of them up in Mamshin Chelik.
Among Tunei. Okay, so you needed more manpower.
They weren't into cattle, they weren't into rustling, they weren't into cowboys.
So they were rougher people. They needed more people to manage them. They were difficult people. Okay. Okay.
But I think their Chelik was more north, towards Syria.
Reuven, yeah.
Because the other, Mega Yarden was basically Midian, I think, was there. No?
Yeah.
So
and Edom, yeah.
David was Kaivish Midian, so you have two sections, Mega Yarden. Right,
but that wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. That was still me. That was not his land. That's not Eretz Yisrael, though. That was just, that didn't conquer that land. He put, in fact, he appointed the people there to manage themselves and to pay taxes. I don't know. It's not clear. Let's read the Mitzvah one more time. We have here over here. Let's read one pasuk lamed. Go through these pasukim very quickly. Al b'kudas ha'ima ha'yal gizvot ha'yishol ha'yoshim. These were the people. The 1,700 were in charge. On who dwelt be'ever hayarden b'chelek hamaravi. It says very clearly the people who lived. I'm reading that pasuk again. The pasuk lamed who lived on the west side. Mimenu from it, from that portion. Ha'poine mul eretz towards the side of Eretz Yisrael. L'chol mulachas Hashem. Okay, I don't know. Mul towards the major. I don't know. Al kol melacha hamut aleim li lebeit Hashem is a melech lissol doisav l'avos l'mishpachasa l'chobati avos hayuharoish nidro b'nei chevron nidrushu b'nei chevron nidrushu l'das. Among the b'nei chevron, they David made an investigation to know im yesh bohem anshei chayil, and he discovered yes indeed among this branch of the Chevron family there were anshei chayil who numbered 2,700, and he appointed them to be in charge of what took place on the east side of the bank. Where were they discovered? Be Yazir Gilad. They were found in this place called Yazir Gilad. Be Yazir she'amda be Eretz Hagilad. The Echav Chaverev Shel Yiraya Shahayu bnei Chayil Alapim, and the brother of Yiraya, who was the son of Chevron, they numbered 2,700. They were appointed Ratzolaymar al Ravini Ratzolaymar Hayosh Mechelik Hamizrachi on the Isaki Mechelik Hamaravi Hayu Chashavia Ve'echav Limamonim. Because on the west side, he makes it very clear who was in charge on the west side. He makes it very clear, like I said before. He makes it at least according to the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says, because who was in charge of the west side? Chashavia ve'echav limamunim. Chashavia is in Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Lamed, lichevroini, with regard to the chevroini, we have Chashaviyahu ve'echav b'nei chayil elef shvameos. Who are they? What did they do? Al pekudas Yisrael me'ever layadin marova. So the Mitzudos seems to make it very clear that we have me'ever layadin marova. They actually were in charge of what took place on the west side of the Yarden. But with regard to Chevroni, his son Yiriyah Harosh leChevroni lisodosav lelavos b'shnas haibam malchus tavin nidushu. So I guess you have to put the comma before you begin the word laChevroni lisodosav lelavos.
Let me think a little bit, because it doesn't say, the Mitzudos doesn't say Yelik Yoshim Bechalik HaMizrachi of the Yarden. What he's talking about, the whole land that was on the other side of the Yarden was split into left and right, into east and west.
It doesn't sound like that. It's not the Pashtos. You're saying a very big Kiddush. Maybe you're right, but that's not the simple translation of the word. Simple translation of the words is that Eretz Yisrael is divided into two parts. There's the east bank and the west bank. On the west bank was handled by Chevroni's son Chashaviyahu and his brothers, which equaled 1,700. On the east bank was handled by the other branch, the brothers of Uriah and his brothers. Let's look at Pasuk Lamnaf one more time. La Chevroni, with regard to Chevroni, Uriah Harosh, he was his oldest son, period. Then, the Pasuk goes on to say, now yeah, the Pasuk has to be read backwards. Basically, skip the next couple of words, go to the words, B'shnas Harboim L'Malchus David Nidrashu. In the 40th year of the Malchus of David, an investigation was made concerning who? Now go back to the middle of the Pasuk, concerning La Chevroni, List Soldosov Le'avos. In the 40th year of David's Malchus, an investigation was made to discover the nature of the descendants of Chevroni, his descendants, if they were Anshei Chayil. Now we go back to where the Pasuk left off. Vayimotze v'chem gibor chayil b'yazeh gilot. And what became of these people? Now we have to add a word, Yiroyah, plus his brothers, the Echav, b'nei chayil alpayim u'sham me'os rosh avos, and vayafki deim tov, v'hamelech ala ruveni v'agodi v'chatsi shevet amnasha l'chodra ha'ilkim l'dvar ha'melech. Okay, so that's what we have over here, how they were divided and what their function, what their role was. This pretty much concludes the division and the role of the Levian. They were administrators, they were singers, they were musicians, and they were gatekeepers. And the number 24 is a magic number which appears in all different aspects of their division. Pasuk Perich of Zayin begins a whole new topic of the division of Klal Yisrael into servicing David the Malchus, David HaMelech, and Shlomo, which we'll pick up in Mitzrayim tomorrow.